I'm joined by Gina Crabtree. She is the CEO of the Burlington Area YMCA. She is joining me today. They've got a big event happening on Friday, January 17th. It's an annual event. It is the annual comedy night going on at the Pizzazz Convention and Events Center. And it is a very important event because it's a very important fundraiser. Gina's joining me. Gina, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Steve.
And comedy night, any idea how long comedy night has been going on? How many years?
Oh, gosh, it's been going on for, I believe, over 20 years.
But Livestrong is the beneficiary of this. Now, how long? Livestrong is a specific program for what? For cancer survivors, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, it's a free 12-week program that we provide to cancer survivors. And it is a physical activity program to help them regain their strength, flexibility, balance, and social interaction during and after treatment.
All right. Well, so it's a very good cause. And you've got a comedian is I believe, Jose, is it Sardoui?
Yes, Jose Sardoui.
Okay, Jose Sardoui. I am not familiar with Jose Sardoui. Is there some place I would have seen him on?
Well, he's a national-known comedian. I believe if you Google him, you'll be able to see a few of his clips. But what Jose does is gather material from a wealth of life experiences, and he takes his audience on the roller coaster ride that he calls life.
Ah.
He does perform all over the world, so we're looking forward to seeing him next Friday night.
All right, Friday night, the 17th. Now, that gets underway at 6:30. So what else? I know you've got some other things going on. If you want to get a ticket, what do you need to do?
They can call the Y, and we will get a ticket for them. I will either mail it to them, or they can swing in and pick it up. Individual tickets sell for $65. Or if they want to gather their friends together, they can purchase a table for $500.
Okay, now this is, it's not a dinner, though, is it?
Well, it's heavy appetizers.
Okay.
So, yes, we will have plenty of fabulous appetizers, and that begins at 6:30. So it's social time appetizers. There is a cash bar. We will be selling raffle tickets. We raffle off 10 baskets. The raffle tickets sell for $2 a piece. So then we'll do the raffle drawing around 7:30 or so, and the comedian will start at 8 p.m.
Well, the Y is a wonderful respite for people like me that like to be outside, moving around and working out outside. But when it gets to be winter in January, there isn't really a whole lot you can do outside other than shovel snow mostly. but the Y has really dressed that up over the past year or so, haven't you?
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, we're really, really proud of all the improvements that we've made at the Y. Just recently, we have purchased some new equipment. Cardio equipment, some new step mills, treadmills. One of our member favorites right now is we got a new stretching machine. It's called the Posterior Anthro Machine, and it's excellent for your lower back. It strengthens and lengthens your lower back muscles. So it's a great machine. We also are always adding new fitness classes to our schedule. With a membership, all classes are free. So one class that will be particularly nice coming up soon is on Saturday, January 25th. We have a hot yoga from 1 to 2 p.m.
Now, hot yoga, I'm going to guess it's yoga, but it's yoga that you move a lot more than you would be moving typically in regular yoga, right?
Well, the temperature is warmer in the yoga room.
So, it is really
like
hot. Okay.
Like a steam room yoga.
Wow. Okay. I guess wrong, but it doesn't matter. But it sounds like it's, you know, there's, and you come up with interesting and fun things to try to get people there. And I think a lot of the things you also have, another thing you get, I spent a lot of time before I started going to the Y on a regular basis. I spent a lot of time just going to my grandson's games, and you got a lot of games that are going on, particularly on your Saturdays are just wild.
Yeah, we sure do. We are the Y's at packed house on weekends with youth sports and swim lessons. We have a gymnastics center at a separate location, soccer. So yeah, the kids keep very busy at the Y.
One question I did have, and that is, I know that I think I chatted with you one time about the fact is they were working on the turf facility out at SCC. Is the Y connected at all? Are you doing anything at that facility?
Yes, we are actually. We have recently partnered with CSAC, with the Southeast Iowa Soccer Academy. So we are now partners in all soccer programs. So all the youth and adult soccer programs are run jointly. People sign up through the Y, and then the CISA staff, they are actually doing the operational of the programs.
Aha.
So we do have some program soccer programs out at the indoor turf.
So there's,
with
yeah, so there's, and so, again, but the things that are going on at the Y, the best way to find it out is to simply come by and take a tour, right?
Yes, we would love to give you a tour. Now's a great time to swing out and take a look at the Y. If you join, before January 15th, they would save $50 on the activation fee.
Okay, so there's an incentive there, and I know that this is as we look at New Year's resolution times. I'm not sure. I've noticed over the years that you tend to get a lot of people, and January tends to be an awful lot of people, new people coming by. It doesn't. February thins out a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah. I always think it's easier if when people come to the Y, they can either come with a friend, or the Y is a great place to meet people. And then those people that you meet in your classes or up in the weight room or in the cardio room, they will help keep you accountable.
There you go. Have a workout partner or a buddy, I guess, would be probably the way to put that. And that'll help keep you on track. Is that right?
That's correct. And we also offer a free fitness orientation for new members or even existing members. So if somebody would like to meet with Jo Helling, our fitness specialist, she will show them how to use the equipment and help get them started.
Fantastic. It is a respite in the wintertime in particular, but a respite and a year-round way to meet people and to have fun and to stay in shape and to get healthier. The YMCA Comedy Night coming on the 17th. CEO Gina Crabtree. Gina, I'll see you at the Y, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Steve. Have a great day.